Okay, let's see who we got here. Verge Hoogesteger. What kind of name is that? Youngest of six, worked in the family diner before joining up, writes home every week. Nicknamed the Virgin.
Teamwork here!
Who's this goon? Jack Bochy from the south side of Chicago. Graduate of several reform schools. Better keep him in the background. This is the religious one. There's always a religious one. Eugene McVeigh from Cleveland. There's always one from Cleveland. 19, high-strung, always coming down with something. How'd he get in this bunch? Richard Rascal Moore, 18, 5'4", 120 pounds, has a real reputation as a ladies' man. At least that's what he says. Clay Busby, a farmer's son. Now look at this. When his father lost their farm in a poker game, Clay started playing piano in a New Orleans cat house. The papers will love that. This kid couldn't be more Irish if he tried. Danny Daly. A student, editor of the school paper, valedictorian. He volunteered the day after he graduated from college. That's not bad. I think we got something to work with here.
At this point, 15 or 16.
Well, sir, they're still coming in. How can I promise you 24 planes tomorrow? I don't even know if they'll all make it back. Where? I thought we hit that target a month ago, sir. Yes, I know we have to keep the pressure on, but I lost almost a quarter of my squadron, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir, I will have the ground crews work through the night. But I was hoping to give the boys a little break. We're having a dance tonight in honor of the group's first dance. Yes, sir. Yes, I will give you an update when I know more. Thank you, sir. Goodbye.
Sir, 18 planes, 3 still out.
Those are the enlisted men. You're meeting the officers this afternoon.
They must be the 10 luckiest sons of bitches in the world.
They're just ordinary men, Colonel.
Are you kidding?
Ordinary. First they volunteer for all this, and then they fly 24 missions without a scratch. That doesn't sound very ordinary to me.
Two more, sir.
You know, people back home are getting pretty discouraged by our losses. They're starting to think maybe daylight bombing is a big mistake.
It's the only way we're going to win this war.
Yeah, well, we got to get that message across. That's where I come in. The nation is going to fall in love with those boys. The first crew in the 8th Air Force to complete their tour of duty.
They haven't done it yet.
Yeah, well, they will. You're going to make sure of that, right?
One more. Just one more. Boy, it'd be great if everybody came back today. With the dance and everything.
I'll give them 4-1. Any takers?
Yeah, I'll have some of that.
Show me your money, Jack.
Hey, Jeannie, loan me some money, huh?
Hey, what do I look like, Wells Fargo?
No, you look like a weenie.
There it is!
Hey. I heard they brought in a swell band for the dance tonight.
Hey, Clay, maybe they'll let you coon a tune, Jim.
No, sorry.
Oh, come on, you sing to us on the plane all the time.
Yeah, but you guys ain't got no taste.
Thank you.
you named the plane after your girl back home. Is that right? It's a great angle. Now, you don't sound like you're from the South, though, Captain Dearborn.
I met her when I was in Memphis on business.
Yeah, I bet she's a living doll. Hey, Dennis?
She's a very fine woman, sir.
Uh-huh. A lifeguard. Well, that's a pretty responsible job, eh, Luke?
Well, it's rough basking in the sun all day, having girls swarm all over you. That's why I joined up, had to get away from all that.
That's good.
Yeah.
Val. What is that short for? Valentine. I bet the women love that. Now, you're the bombardier, and I understand you have 4 years of medical school under your belt.
Well,
believe me, as soon as your picture comes out in Life magazine, every man, woman, and child in America is going to want you to be their doctor. Would you look at the camera, Phil? Sit up straight.
Smile? What is there to smile about, sir?
You guys have finished 24 missions. One more and you get to go home. That sure make me smile.
You're not me. Would you please just take the picture? Is that all, sir?
Not quite. You'll go back home in the Bell, fly all over the U.S., making speeches, getting people to buy more war bonds, work longer hours, put out more planes. And believe me, you'll be wined, womened, and songed from one end of the States to the other. It'll be tough, but we all have to make sacrifices.
You mean we're going to be famous, sir?
I'm afraid so, Luke.
Colonel Derringer?
I'm Army PR. You can call me Bruce.
We'll follow your orders to the best of our abilities.
These are not orders, Dennis. We're working together on this.
Fine, but I don't want the other men finding out about this yet.
There are pictures in Life, wine, women, and song. You gotta tell them. They'll go nuts.
I don't want them going nuts. Right now, I want them thinking about their jobs, and that's all.
Come on. We could do our jobs in our sleep. Why can't they know?
Because I said so.
My father used to say that.
Dennis, you're the boss. You tell the crew whenever you think it's right. Now, can we have just one more shot?
What? Are you kidding me? What are you smiling about? You're the one that put this unclean deck in this barracks.
Okay. Get your money. Once again, Jack Bochy gets stiffed.
Clay, shouldn't you let the Sarge go through Becker's stuff?
Sarge will just send it all back to Becker's widow. We don't want to get in anything embarrassing, Daddy.
Candy bar.
Me. Danny. Which one of these do you like better?
This one's shiny aluminum, you know. It's very modern.
And this one is a little more homey, with the brick and the little bushes.
This one. Why?
Well, it's important, see, because I'm going to plan to open a whole bunch of restaurants exactly like the first one, right? So you could go to Detroit, say, and get the exact same hamburger you got in Baltimore
first,
or Philadelphia.
First, nobody's going to want to get the same old food everywhere they go.
Well, sure they do. It's comforting.
Nobody
wants some dead guy's cold. It is
comfy. Love letters.
Wife or girlfriend?
Ooh, read them out loud. Give me the mood for tonight.
Girlfriend.
Pocket knife. Photos.
Do you have any clean socks in there?
Dirty book.
Hey, I'll take it. Hey, look. Beckham forgot his good luck charm.
Poor slob.
Should have worn it around his neck. Then you never forget it.
Rubbers?
Dibs! You know, Virg Virgin won't need these. Virg, you gotta promise me if you ever lose your chair, you'll tell me about it.
I'll send it to you, COD.
Say, Clay, give me.
Becker owed me 10.
Hey, Jack, don't take his money.
Hey, clam up, you mug face, he owed me. Say, what do you guys know about Germany?
Pretty women?
Good beer.
The hamburger's named after a town there.
A little bird tells me that's where they're sending us tomorrow.
Are you sure?
We ain't going to Crowdville. Our plane's broke.
No, it's fixed.
Christ, let's go break it.
Wait a minute. They wouldn't send us to Germany our last time.
They're going to Milk Run to France.
I hope so.
They would.
So does anybody want the rest of this stuff? Who wants the cigarette?
Smoke. Tell me, take the razor blade.
I want the gun.
I said I love you, and there ain't no ifs or buts. He said I love you, and the blacksmith shouted, yes, sir.
They're saying we may be going to Germany tomorrow. My short, young life can be snuffed out in an instant. I volunteered because I thought it would be fun. I never thought I could... Oh, Faith. When I think I might never see the stars again or listen to good music or talk to a beautiful girl like you. Oh, I'm sorry. You need a drink. I'll be right back. Jenny, she's crazy about me. She's gonna jump on me any second.
You think you had enough?
How come they brought Life magazine and everything? Are they trying to jinx us?
Alec, forget about it. Let's get a couple girls. Let's go dance.
Tell me the truth. The truth. Are you scared?
No. I'm Val. Come on.
That's my favorite food in the whole world. I mean, you've never had a hamburger? It's unbelievable. I mean, you don't know what you're missing.
They sound wonderful. That's been so long since I had any meat.
Listen, I work the meat very slowly, you know, very, very tenderly. That's the secret. I rub in a little Worcestershire and a little garlic and a little thyme. And then I ease it into a pan, you know, very gently so I don't bruise the meat.
Bird, you're making me so hungry.
Excite people on this Bond tour. Inspire them, you know. Now, Dennis, he's a fine man, but he doesn't have your enthusiasm.
But I'm a qualified pilot, same as him. They just didn't have a plane ready for me, so he's a big shot pilot, and I'm sitting in the dummy seat.
Hey, you're no dummy, Luke. We both know that.
Being captain, well, you've got 9 men who are totally depending on you. What did you do before the war? I was in the furniture business. This isn't like making furniture. See what I mean?
Right.
Yeah. I'm not making any sense, am I?
No, you are, yeah. Well, look, thanks a lot, Captain. We'll get back to my date.
Green eyes, a pool where in my love lies, deep blood in my searching.
Yeah. We've been together a long time, and well, you never let me down. I can't say that about many people. You know how to take care of your man, and well, that's about the best thing a fella can say about any gal, I guess. I can't believe it. Be over so soon. Can't imagine going home. Home. Yeah. Won't be the same, will it?
Verge, I wish you'd talk to me like that.
Shh. You know, Captain would do if he caught us in here. He'd murder me. This is... Oh, jeez, put that out. Come on, let's just get this over with and get back to the dance.
Ah! Wait. There.
Oh, my wrench. I've been looking for that all over. Where'd you find it?
Under my bum.
Oh, thanks, boy. I thought someone stole it. I got kind of worried.
Verge, forget the bloody wrench.
Sorry.
You've never done this before, have you?
Why? Am I doing something wrong?
No.
Hey, fellas, is that your brand new plane out there?
Yeah, Mother and Country.
Mother and Country, oh!
Well, we had our first practice today.
How'd it go? Yeah.
Well, we need a couple more. If you guys have any advice.
Yeah, get a gun, shoot yourself in the foot, go home.
Now, that's good advice.
Are those size 8s? How about leaving a little Wilson when you get your ass shot off on your first mission that those nice, shiny new pumps come to me, huh?
Rascal. You okay?
Yeah. Nerves, I guess.
We were just fooling around. I remember when I first got here. Same thing.
I'd give anything to be in your place.
One more and you guys get to go home. Sometimes I wish I could stay. Sounds crazy, but I'm used to it here. These guys, these jerks are like brothers to me. I never had any brothers. I had 4 older sisters. When we get back home, I don't know when we're all going to get together again. We come from all over. I guess that's why I keep taking their pictures. Well, you'll be like that with your crew. Here, close your eyes. Go on. It's good luck. Use this pedal.
Hey, Clint, how's your chance?
What's that?
Get a better sting!
Oh, no, I'm not going to get up in front of all these folks.
Come on, you're a great singer.
I can't do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have 10 very special men here tonight, and I'm sure you know who I mean. They're just about to become the first crew in the 8th Air Force to fly their 25th and final mission. Let's hear it for the crew of the Memphis Belle. Hip, hip!
Hooray!
Hip, hip!
It's bad luck.
Hip, hip!
Thank you, sir. This buddy of mine keeps begging me to sing it. Well, it looks like I ain't gonna get out of it this time. So here goes.
Hey, Danny boy, the pipes, the pipes.
No, get back here! You're not getting out of this.
From glen to glen and down the mountainside, the summer's gone and all the roses falling. It's you must go and I must buy. But come summer's in the meadow, or when the valley's hushed and white with snow, it's I'll be here in sunshine or in and shadow. Oh, Danny boy, oh, Danny boy, I love you so. Yeah, fellas.
I don't want to die.
Dearborn.
Yeah.
Mission today, breakfast 0600, briefing 0645. Lieutenant Sinclair.
I'm up.
Where's Lieutenant Lowenthal?
Now, where's Phil?
He's in the can. He couldn't sleep. The guy had nerves. Yeah, I can't say as a blame him. Get him out today, sir.
I can see it. I get back home, I'm doing it to the wife, the door breaks open, and there's Danny taking a picture.
Did anybody see my St. Anthony's medal?
Isn't he the patron saint of missing things?
Yeah, I can't find him.
Chief, I need you over here to look at this.
Bogey, 6 o'clock, whoa!
Good morning.
Morning, Lieutenant.
Oh, my trunk?
Why, are you?
Are you kidding? We got a mission.
I know, that's why. See, I'm gonna get it today. My number's up. My luck's run out. And I'm gonna die, so I wanna give you something to remember me by.
You gotta get a hold of yourself, Junior. I don't want your watch. Everybody's counting on you.
What about my cufflinks? You want my gold cufflinks?
I got my mission. Come on, let everybody down.
What about my New York Yankee baseball card? I got the Maggio. What about my Rhea Hayworth pinup?
Stick your finger down your throat. Stick your finger down your throat. Stick your finger down your throat, or I'm gonna do it for you.
Feel better.
You're not thinking of sneaking this on the plane, are you, Rassel. Danny? I am shocked at your behavior.
Your verge goes out of the path.
Hey, wise guy, knock it off!
Found it.
Hey,
answer me, Danny.
Here, here, here.
All right.
We have some.
These powdered eggs would gag a buzzard.
You done with that?
You know what, fellas? There's gonna be a milk run today. I can feel it in my bones.
Yeah, I hope so.
That's what you said last time when they sent us to Wilhelm's house.
Yeah, I hope they don't send us back there.
Oh, they wouldn't do that. Not to my mama, so baby boy.
Thanks. Give him hell today, sir.
Bacon?
Yeah. Hey,
give him extra. He's real hungry.
Morning, man.
Morning.
Everything all right?
Oh, yeah.
Good.
Stop it. God, you won't have a chance to do that after today, sir.
Oh, I wouldn't be so sure about that. Right, Dennis?
Well, looks like we've all got the jitters this morning. I'll see you after briefing.
Yeah, Chief.
How the hell is he going to get through Navigator's briefing afterwards?
Oh, on a wing and a prayer.
I thought we'd have a little more practice before we went up.
He'll do fine.
And up! Howdy, gentlemen. I hope you all had a good time last night, but now it's back to business. The target for today is Bremen. We've been given a chance today, men, to make a real difference in this war, so let's do this job the best we can, leave the rest in the hands of God. With luck, it'll all be over soon. We can go back home to our families. Good luck. Over to you, Major Constock.
Morning, gentlemen. Sergeant, would you get the lights? This is our target area right here. They're long rectangular buildings. The only long rectangular buildings in the area, so you can't miss them. Note this S-shaped road going through the factory for your sighting. The Flugzeugbauer factory is a major assembly plant for 190 fighter planes. Now, you're leading the group today. 360 planes are bombing on your command, so let's be accurate. This is a civilian area here. This is a hospital. These are houses. This is a school and a playground. Note the railway tracks north-northwest.
Hey. Bremen.
Bremen? Oh, we're dead, men. We're dead.
Shut up, rascal.
You shut up, Bertie.
Cut it out.
Clay, what are the odds today?
Well, you figure they're going to overload us with bombs, so it's going to be about 30 to 1 we'll crash and blow up on takeoff, right? Then they're going to probably throw every fighter they got at us.
Yeah, so yeah, skip the gory details.
Basically, we're finished.
He's coming.
Tower, this is Army 485. Over.
485, go ahead.
This is a radio check. Charlie, Uncle Victor, Tango, Nancy, please acknowledge. Over.
485, I read you.
As soon as you're ready, call in.
Barometer checking in.
Navigator checking in.
Top turret checking in.
Radio operator checking in.
Walter checking in.
Right way gunner checking in.
Left waist gunner checking in.
Tail gunner checking in.
Intercoolers.
Set.
Generators.
Set.
Fuel boost pump.
Set.
Good. Crew, assume positions for takeoff.
Chief, there's a Jeep coming.
out. We've got a delay. There's a 9/10 cloud cover over the target, but there's a strong chance it'll blow over. Stand by your plane till further notice.
Well, how long?
Hey, don't tell me doodly, sir.
Damn it. They always do this.
Man, we're delayed. There's cloud cover over the target. They're asking us to stand down until further notice. Danny, tell the others.
Hey, fellas, the target's clouded over. We're delayed.
Oh, son of a bitch.
Snafu.
Situation normal.
All fucked up.
Hear that, Clay?
Okay, Luke, let's take this extra time to double check everything. Let's make this our best mission yet. Brakes.
Didn't you hear?
There's complete cloud cover over Bremen. We're not going anywhere.
Brakes.
Set. They were set before, and they're still set.
Intercoolers.
Check!
Inverters on. Generators off. Fuel booster pump on. Hydraulic pressure. Check. Fuel transfer valve. Off. Oxygen supply.
Say, Pop, is it busted?
I don't know what's wrong with it.
I got one just like that at home. Why don't you let me take a look at it?
You're just nervous.
I'm not just nervous. The thing jammed on me last mission. Look, I'm the one who has to sit in this rat trap.
I checked it out top to bottom. It's okay. Take it easy, rascal.
Gee, thanks, Virgin.
The name's Virgil.
Not to me, it isn't.
You know, rascal, I could tell you something.
Hey, what could you tell me, Virgin?
Nothing.
All you gotta do is call up on the intercom and say you have a little trouble in the tail. I come back, you give me the gun for 5 minutes.
It's against regulations, sir.
Oh, come on. Screw the regulations.
Sir, if they found out, they'd put my hot dog in a bun and chow down.
Nobody's gonna find out. This is between you and I. Clay, come on. I just want to get my hands on a gun just once. I mean, how am I gonna get girls back home if I haven't killed a single Nazi? Clay, please, I'll do anything you say. Just name your price. Come here.
Well, boy.
Anything, sir?
Anything. Give me a dog.
Seven to one, we're not going.
Let's just go. Let's just get it over with.
I'd rather get it over going to a nice little French target.
Yes, so we have to bail out. We can hide in some little French girl's hayloft.
Rascal, is that all you think about?
Yes, Virgin, it is. I have to make up for you. Take up some of the slack.
Why don't you grow up, Rascal?
Shut up, Virgin. You
Rascal,
make...
shoot me.
Shut up.
All right.
Come on.
Calm down.
Getting
excited isn't
going to
make this go any faster.
Right.
Come on.
Calm down. Getting excited isn't going to make this go any faster. Just relax. Try to be a little bit more like Phil.
Hey, what do we got here? Poetry.
Hey, oh, back, King.
We have a poet right on board.
We have a book back, please.
Why don't you read us a poem, Danny?
Yeah, read us some poetry.
Come on,
Danny.
Yeah,
no.
No, nothing's finished.
I know you wrote. Danny, read us something.
No.
Yeah, Danny. Yeah, I want to hear some poetry. Come on.
Come on, Danny. Don't be shy.
Read something you started.
Yeah.
We got a regular old Shakespeare on board, fellas.
Curly words. You got a good tone, Jack.
Tone deaf.
I know that I shall meet my fate somewhere among the clouds above.
Oh, Lord.
Those that I fight, I do not hate. Those that I guard, I do not love. Nor law, nor duty bade me fight. Nor public men, nor cheering crowds. A lonely impulse of delight drove to this tumult in the clouds. I balanced all, brought all to mind. The years to come seemed waste of breath. A waste of breath the years behind. In balance with this life. Is death.
Captain! You're going up! Start engines in 5 minutes! 5 minutes!
Lieutenant, I was thinking if you really want to, you can come back and fire my gun.
I'm not giving you my dog.
Oh, Lieutenant, I don't want that flea-bitten, mangy old pooch anyway.
Okay.
Wake up, Phil. Woo! Time to go to work.
Thank you.
order, baby. We're gonna get us a nice 109A. We did it before, we'll do it again.
Sweet talking, your gun won't help, Jack. You're straight shooting.
Hey, shut up, Gene.
Well, you know when I got my two Nazi fighters.
Hey, shut up.
Okay, Jack.
Fine power.
I know.
Watch the cow flaps.
I know.
Let's hear those oxygen checks.
Clay, how you doing back there?
Well, I'm doing just fine, Lieutenant.
Captain, we're exactly 5 miles south-southwest of Great Yarmouth. We're in formation. This is the rally point.
Okay, boys. We're on our way. Below zero up here. So let's be careful. Don't touch your guns with your bare hands or they'll freeze right to it. I don't want anyone losing any fingers up here. Just keep checking your mask for frozen saliva. That ice gets down there and blocks your oxygen flow, and I don't want anyone passing out on it.
Yeah. In short, don't drool.
In short, check your mask, rascal. All right, let's keep the intercom free. Call out those fighters and don't shout. We can hear you loud and clear. Let's make this our best run yet, boys. One that we can really be proud of.
Right on the pickle barrel, huh, Dennis?
That's right. Keep your minds on your job. Work together. And stay alert.
Captain, I'm getting AFN here. Can I put it on?
Yeah.
Please, sir? Come on,
Captain. All right, Daddy. When I say that's enough.
Yeah.
for my part, I'll give you heaven, honey.
Okay, let's test our guns.
Little friends, 3 o'clock high.
Give anything to fly a fighter. You're all alone. You can do anything you want. That's fine.
It's the best pen money can buy!
Why can't I have the baseball card?
Here for him. Here you go, Jack.
I'm more of a football fan myself. You know what it bears?
There! Happy?
Yeah!
Thanks, Jack!
Thanks, Jeannie.
Southern Country calling Memphis Belle. Come in.
Read you, Mother. What's wrong?
Nothing, Danny. I just had a question.
Stan, we're not supposed to use the radio unless it's an emergency.
Oh, sorry. It was about my logbook. Whether I should write down every radio communication I hear or just some of the...
Write down everything at first. Later on, you'll start to figure out what's important. We better sign off.
Okay, thanks, Danny. I won't bother you again.
Hey, Smile, I want to take your picture here. Hope it comes out.
Okay, boys. We're getting close to enemy territory now, so let's be on guard. Call out the fighters as soon as you see them.
Clay, you sure sang great last night. You should do like we keep saying, and after the war, go to Hollywood and get a record contract like Frank Sinatra.
Yeah, so we can say we knew you when.
Nah, I'm gonna get a nice little farm, a nice little wife, and settle down. Looks like you should go to Hollywood. Shoot, he can star in the movies.
Yeah. Maybe. I don't know what I'm going to do after the war, except not work.
Yeah, Luke, why go back to the daily grind of being a lifeguard? Take it easy.
I know exactly what I'm going to do.
Oh, Virge, if I had one more word about that stupid restaurant.
It's not stupid. At least I've got a plan. What are you going to do after the war, rascal?
Come to your restaurant and rob it.
Valentine's the smart one. He's almost a doctor already. Hey, what kind of doctor are you gonna be, Val?
Richmond. What about Phil? What's he gonna be after the war? I know. A mortician.
Well, you fellas, think about this. My family has a furniture business. We make furniture and then we sell it. You could all come to work for me. Like I said, don't give it a thought.
Yeah, that's just what we need. You ordering us around for the rest of our lives. Let's do the pre-flight check.
Yeah, don't hurt the intercom.
Pile out them fighters.
Check your mask.
Let's make this our best one yet.
I'm not that bad.
Say, Danny Boy, you didn't say what you're going to do when it's all over with.
Clay, I don't even like to think about it. I mean, what if something happens? Well, we could all be old men by the time the war is over. It just seems so far away, you know? I'm sorry, fellas.
Bandits, 5 o'clock!
Go get them, little friends! Hold your fire till Jerry's in range. Don't waste your ammunition.
Shut up! The
car.
C-Cup, they're taking over the lead.
You hear that, Bill?
Roger.
Okay, C-Cup lead plane now. When they drop their bombs, so do we.
Got it.
Any shoots from Windy City?
Them guys didn't even have time to pee in their pants.
Here 1 minute, go on the next.
Gotta go, that's the way.
Listen, we have to talk about it!
Hey, fellas. I heard a good one from the waste gun on Windy City. What was his name?
Cooley.
No, I mean the left one.
What am I talking to myself? Cooley!
I mean the right one.
I know the guy.
Tall guy?
He wasn't so tall.
Well, everybody's tall to me.
Lindquist.
No.
Well, something like that.
Verge, you're not even close. Anyway, a plane gets shot down. The guy bails out and the Gestapo gets him. His leg is broken, so they have to amputate. He says, do me a favor. After you cut it off, they give it to one of your pilots and have them drop it over my base in England. And they do it.
Rascal, don't tie up the intercom.
Wait, this is a quick one. The next week, they cut off his other leg. He says again, will you have someone drop it over my base in England? And they do it. The next week, they gotta cut off his arm. He asks them one more time, will you please have someone drop it over my base in England? This time they say, nein, this we can't do anymore. And he says, why not? And they say, we think you're trying to escape.
Son of a gun.
I don't get it.
That was pretty good, Rascal. I think even Dennis liked that one.
Stoller, that's the guy's name, Stoller.
No. Stoller wasn't on Windy City.
You sure?
Wait, he'll come to me here.
Oh, yeah. I can see that guy's face.
Yeah, me too.
Well, whatever his name was a good joke.
Okay, man, let's stop fooling around. Jerry's out there. Let's look sharp.
Damn. Your little friend's leaving already?
They sure know when to run out of fuel.
They ain't dumb.
My medal. Oh my God, my medal. Where's my medal? Have you seen it?
Do that!
No,
aim it! Ah! Right wing! Right wing, come in!
radio operator. Get back there and see what's happening.
Kick in the complaint.
Hey!
Don't ever touch me!
Hey.
Oh, my God!
Gene!
Hear me?
Break it up! Jack! Break it up!
Back at his gun!
Gene!
What?
What happened?
Jack threw my metal out the window. I'm finished, Daddy. I'm finished.
No, you're not. Look, here. Here, take my lucky rubber band. It works. I swear to God, it works. You'll be all right. You okay?
Okay.
You'll be okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
I want it back.
Okay.
Navigator, give us a position.
Sir, that's the third Reich down there.
Now that shit really hits the fan.
Sir, I think you better come take a look.
We gotta liven up that whole area. And make sure the banner is centered, right?
What's the meaning of this?
And then put the piano up on the platform. It's just a little party, Colonel.
I did not order this. I didn't order this.
Leave this stuff to me. The Memphis Belle is my job.
And my job is to approve everything on this base. I did not authorize a homecoming.
Craig, you're working a little hard at being a hard ass. What's the harm in a little party in honor of these guys? They're special.
I have 24 crews up there. They are all special to me.
Well, that's a great story, but Baloney's my business. I know it when I see it. All you care about is getting planes in the air. Results. Round-nosing HQ. The only man in the whole...
Come with me.
You don't care if these men live or die. It's another airplane. If it was up to
shit.
You...
Shit! He's down.
Start reading.
This one's from a father whose son had his head blown off over Lorient. Start with that.
Craig, I think you're cracking up.
Read it!
Dear Colonel Harriman, I want to thank you for your letter about my son, Tommy. He was only at your base a month, but he must have made a big impression because you described him right down to his boots. I wish you could have told me how Tommy died, but I guess we have to be careful about security and all. I'm glad he was brave and did his job to the end. Maybe his mother and I raised him right after all. I guess we'll get used to him being gone. But not too soon, I hope. Well, I can always read your letter, and that will bring him back.
Dear sir, your letter of December 10th finally made me realize that my husband is gone. I have been living in the false hopes that the telegram I received was a mistake.
Dear sir,
Larry,
I am writing on behalf of my parents, who appreciated your letter to them about my brother's death. We were all glad to know that Frank didn't suffer and was not alone when he died.
I saw him off at the train station when he left to go overseas, and he was happy and excited to be doing something important with his life. He couldn't stop looking at the stripes on his shoulder.
I hope when this is all over that the world will have learned that there is a better way to solve its problems. My prayers are for my husband's comrades. May they fly safely and return home to their loved ones soon. Best wishes, Mrs. Peter.
Blue eyes.
parachute.
Everybody make sure you've got your chutes.
Parachutes? There isn't enough room to breathe in here.
Then put your safety strap on.
It hurts.
Do it!
Captain, I just heard from C Cup. They're dropping out of formation. We're in the lead now.
Bye-bye, C Cup.
The boogeyman's gonna get him.
Danny, give me C Channel to talk to group.
Those poor bastards.
It's the Memphis Belle. We're lead plane now. I'm going to do my best to get the bombs right in the pickle barrel and get us out of here safe. I'm going to need all the help you can give me, so let's tighten up out there and be on our toes. We're 3 minutes, 30 seconds from the bomb run.
Sucker,
1 o'clock level. Ball turn, watch out. Up there, friends. Up there, he's coming at me. He's coming at me.
And your mother too.
There and look at Jack.
I'm 2 minutes from the bomb run, Captain.
Okay, Gene, take care of it.
Hold still! Hold still! Let me look!
What are you laughing about?
It's a scratch! Look, it's nothing! And you're screaming like a stuffed pig!
They destroyed my favorite harmonica! Oh, you rotten son of a bitches!
Son of a bitch! Scared the shit out of me!
How'd you do that?
Magic.
Black, 12 o'clock level.
Oh, here we go.
They got something like 500 anti-aircraft guns around Bremen. I can live without knowing that, Lieutenant.
Hey, Clay. What are the odds of us getting out of here alive?
Just figuring that out.
Damn.
Oh, jeez!
What's wrong, ball turret?
A big piece of Nazi flak just hit my turret.
Well, are you okay?
I guess.
You guess or you are?
I am.
All right. I hope everybody's wearing their flak jacket.
Mother and country calling Memphis Belle. Danny, this flak, it's not like I expected. Can the captain fly above it or something?
We've got to fly straight through it or we'll be off target. It's just 4 minutes.
Yeah, just.
Bombardier, I'm turning on the autopilot. You're flying the plane from here to target. She's all yours.
Roger.
Hold her steady, Val.
Christ, I've never seen it this thick before.
Lucy! Lucy!
Stop me! Quiet!
Stop me!
Stop
me!
Oh,
I think it's a shock!
Oh, I'm not shocked! I'm shocked!
No, you better get up here quick!
Hey, I'm on the bomb run.
Well, it's definitely not me!
Definitely not me!
Somebody's
blood in the cockpit! Kevin, tomato soup!
What was that?
There's a hole as big as my dick in the left wing.
Where are those fuel? Burge, get on the fuel track for pump. Captain, the electric's supposed to be out on the left side. The pump's not responding. I'm going to do it by hand.
Luke, get back there. Get my hand. We need to save as much fuel as we can.
2 minutes to target. Pump bay door is open.
I think we saved a little.
Bombardier, how does that target look?
Target totally obscured. 30 seconds to target.
Those bombs on target. The whole group is bombing with us.
Well, if I can't see, I can't see.
What do you think you're doing?
We came here to bomb a factory. We're going to bomb a factory, even if it means going around again.
You're crazy going around on a bomb run. It's suicide. That's like asking the Nazis to blow us out of the sky.
I'm in command.
Captain, what do you want me to do?
Group.
Just drop him, Val.
Shut up!
Please.
It'll take us 5 minutes to get back to the start of the bomb run. Navigator, give me a position. Navigator, did you hear me?
Yes, sir! Everybody listen. I know you want to drop the bombs and get the hell out of here. But there's civilians down there. There's a school right next door, and if we don't drop these bombs right in the pickle barrel, there's going to be a lot of innocent people killed.
What's the difference? They're all Nazis.
Luke, shut up. Now, I don't want to do this any more than you do. We were sent here to bomb a factory. If we don't do it, somebody's going to have to come back here again and do it for us. Nobody said this was going to be fun and games. It's our job. Ours. Nobody else's. If we do this thing right, it's something we can be proud of our whole lives. And that's all I want, fellas. Believe me. Let's get back to work. Call out those fighters when you see them.
Clock high.
I see you.
out, cockpit. He's heading straight for you.
What am I supposed to do? Spin on him?
Tail gunner, how you doing back there?
I'm just PG, Lieutenant.
Well, if you need any help, let me know.
I sure will, Lieutenant, but I think I'm doing fine right now. Oh, Lieutenant, actually, I do need some help back here.
Tail gunner, what's wrong?
Well, I'm running out of ammo, Cap.
I'll take care of it.
Why can't somebody else do it? Left waist, right waist.
Jeez, we got fighters all over us back here.
Dennis, I'm the only one not doing anything. Okay, but make it fast.
Left side fighter coming in tight. He's coming in half roll. I see him. 109. Gary, 5-5, coming down. See, watch him now.
Mark 12, 2 high, breaking under. Watch him, Walter.
Reach one of you. Somebody coming in center. Fire, got another one in the back. Press charge, stand 11 high. Hit it right for the
nose. Hey! Clint!
Fighter out of control.
Hey.
4 o'clock.
Watch it, watch it. Great.
Fighter, 9 o'clock level.
I owe you one, brother. Nice view you got out here.
Tail gunner, see that bandit 7 low. He's all yours, Clay.
Two bogeys coming in 4 high. Message to me. He's coming fast.
Well,
I'm on him.
2 of them, 3 high. Keep your hands up.
Memphis Bell, the mother and country, come in. Memphis Bell, the mother and country, come in!
Oh my God, oh God!
Mother and country.
I saw two.
Yeah, two.
Captain, this is the bomb run.
Okay, Bombardier. I'm turning it over to you.
Roger.
It's all yours, Bell.
Luke! Right after delivery on the way to Raleigh Point, I'm going to take some evasive action to try to avoid some of this flak. Be ready on runner.
Whatever you say, Dennis. You know what you're doing.
Bombardier, how does that target look?
Like shit. I'm over the target. I've got to do something. Now, what do you want me to do?
That's it. That's it.
That's it. Arms away.
Boys, we've done our job for Uncle Sam. Now we're flying for ourselves.
Bomb doors closing.
Somebody in the back of the plane can take
care. Hey, you're the doctor!
Just it! I'm not, Phil, I lied. I only had 2 weeks of medical school before I enlisted. I don't know anything.
Just do it!
Out of the tail.
There's a fire, number four. Cut fuel, feather prop, fire extinguisher, generator off. Where is those fighters?
Oh, jeez. Danny's in bad shape.
How's Rascal?
He's okay.
Top feather, but the extinguisher's not working. We gotta do something quick or we're gonna lose that wing. We gotta dive.
All right, but I'm gonna need your help to pull out of it.
I'm not going anywhere.
I'm just build a group. We're gonna have to dive to put out this fire. Wingman, you're lead plane now. Everybody, hang on!
we're going to lose the wing. Trust me. Just a few seconds more.
You can come off oxygen.
Thanks, Luke.
Once in a while, I'll do something, right?
I don't know what else to do. He's lost a lot of blood.
How far is it to base? From three engines, it's two, maybe 2.5 hours.
2.5 hours? He'll never make it.
Val, help him!
What do you want from me? This man needs a hospital. All I got is a stupid first aid kit.
Here you go, Danny.
Okay. There's one more thing we can do.
What? Let's do it.
We can put a parachute on him. We can push him out.
Jesus Christ, Val.
It's crawling with Germans down there. They'll pick him up, and they'll take him to a hospital.
Yeah, but they'll kill for fun first.
Rascal, it's his only chance. Another crew did it. This guy lost an arm.
Yeah, but that guy was conscious.
And Danny can't even pull the cord.
Pull it first. We can put it under his arm.
He can fall in a lake and drown.
Val, can't we wait?
We're going to be over the North Sea in 10 minutes. Then it's going to be too late. Well, we're going to do it. We're going to have to do it now.
Watch his back.
His head up.
Watch his back.
Slowly.
Careful. Come on.
All right, Val. I'll go along with anything you say. You're the doctor.
Just don't have a choice, Dennis. We gotta do it.
All right. Tell the men that's my decision.
Dennis.
Phil! I don't want any argument.
Val! Please don't do it!
It's his only chance.
No, you're his only chance, but you're too goddamn chicken to help him.
If he stays on board, he'll die.
If you throw him out there, he's gonna die, and you know it! Val, you can save him! So what if you're not a doctor yet? You can help him. I know you can.
Val, he needs you.
He's gonna die. Don't do this, Val. You'll always regret it. I know you're scared. We're all scared. Now go help Danny.
Let's go. All right, hold his head. Okay. All right.
Come on, Danny. Do it. Come on, baby.
Baby!
So far?
9, sir.
There's another one out there.
And the bell?
No, sir, not yet.
Feather prop, cut fuel. Listen, man, we're flying on 2 engines now. Just lighten up. Throw out everything you can. We're close enough to home so you can lose your guns.
We never did get that fighter, did we? Ah, shit,
on
a stick.
Whoa, Emma. You can have my bullet too.
Ain't that a pretty sight?
balanced all, brought all to mind. The years to come seemed waste of breath, a waste of breath the years behind. In balance with this life, this death.
Gates.
It's okay, Dad. I didn't read that. It's W.B. Yeats. I couldn't.
Landing gear.
Something's wrong. Something is wrong. My wheel didn't come down.
All right. Take it back up. We'll belly land.
Nothing's coming up. Nothing's going down.
The electric must be totally out. All right. Verge, lower the wheel by hand. Luke, monitor the wheel. Tell me when it's down. Crew, take positions for crash landing.
Get out of the way! Get out of the way! Get out of the way! Come on, Jack! You gotta help me!
We're losing number three.
Are we out of fuel?
Fuel gauge just shot out. How long can we fly in one engine?
I don't know. I guess we'll find out.
One wheel down.
Thank you.
the IV, you're going to have to get the blood.
Yeah, somebody back in
here. Here, lower.
Are you
Danny
Boy?
I love you!
Yes! Welcome back, boys! Terra firma, huh? Can we clear this whole area out?
Just put
them
down the front.
Put them...
It's fine.
Can we have the officers in front? Luke, why don't you come around the front?
Okay, officers in the center. Luke, in front.
Take the picture, please.
What's wrong, Jack?